The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 2960. I listened to the Disney Q3 fiscal year 22 earnings results webcast so you wouldn't have to. I also played it back a little faster than its original broadcast, so that way I could hear things in cartoon voices, which was fun. And as far as Star Wars news, precious little, but we'll talk about what there was. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the biggest news today seemed to come from the official Star Wars account ahead of the Disney earnings results webcast, because they officially published the release schedule for the full season of Andor. So yes, the first three episodes coming out September 21st, and then they're going to release a single episode every Wednesday afterwards. So starting 9/28, that's episode 4, all the way through episode 12, which will happen on November 23rd. That's the day before Thanksgiving here in the United States. So if you're going to be sitting down to a turkey dinner with Star Wars fans on the 24th, you'll have a lot to talk about, I'm sure. Now, at the end of the webcast, they said that there would be an updated release calendar posted, and it's not like the release calendars that we've been used to seeing, where it had a whole list of theatrical releases. No, this was a specific Q4, which for Disney's purposes, Q4 is the same as Q3 in the normal world. So basically, the July through September releases are Q4 ones in Disney's fiscal year reckoning. So they posted a list of what those releases would be, and they put a little disclaimer on it that says list is not exhaustive and is subject to change. And the only two things listed on there were the Andor series and the Lego Star Wars Summer Vacation special. So a little distressing, perhaps, to see or not see, I guess is the case maybe, the Bad Batch not being listed there. And the Bad Batch did not get name checked during the presentation either. Granted, it's an animated series, not a live action series. So yeah, maybe it, you know, falls under the threshold for what investors need to hear per se. But it really should have been on that list. But it also does say the list is not exhaustive and subject to change. So maybe we don't have to read anything too worrisome into that just yet. And just as a reminder, September 28th is the currently announced date for the debut of Season 2 of The Bad Batch. Now, moving on to the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. So, in previous episodes of the show, I've talked about the possibility that they might discuss the success of the Obi-Wan series as part of their statements prior to the full earnings results situation, because CEO Bob Chapek comes on and talks about all the good things that are happening before they really dig into details of numbers and then before they get to their Q&A. But that didn't happen. In fact, the only mention of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series came in this line from Chapek. He says, "We released content with appeal across demographic groups like Obi-Wan Kenobi and Ms. Marvel." So that, for me at least, was a bit disappointing in terms of, gosh, yeah, tout the success of the series, especially when all these external services are saying it was your most successful Star Wars series. And also, when they make a statement like this. So in talking about the Marvel series, they said each new Marvel series drives incremental viewership and new subscribers who weren't previous users. And so this is supposed to be indicating that there's not only a lack of churn, but that every additional, you know, sequential Marvel series just add subscribers. But they're not saying that the Star Wars series are doing that. So, you know, it would have been just two words to say, you know, the Marvel series and Star Wars series. Okay, that's four words. So you get the idea, right? Like, it's just, it's such a scripted thing that they could have added that if that were the case, and they didn't. And I'm, you know, I have feelings about that. They did say that they added 14.4 million subscribers to Disney Plus in the previous fiscal quarter, so that would have been April to June, roughly. I think it ended July 2nd, technically, but you get the idea, right? Anyway, so 6 million of those were actually in the U.S., and 8 million of those were international through their Hot Start program. So, yeah, I mean, they're very happy with the results, and they feel like there's more opportunity, apparently, because they're going to launch an ad-supported version of Disney Plus in December, and they're also going to be raising prices. So it's going to be $8 for the ad-supported version and $11 for the non-ad-supported version. So they seem to think that there's still more room to grow, that people are, you know, willing to get in at, you know, that $8 price point, which is, I think, what Disney Plus is right now, actually. So, you know, that seems like a little interesting, but according to Chapek, he says that the price value situation for them is really good and they don't expect a lot of churn when they do this. I guess we'll see. And another thing that they mention about it is the higher programming costs. So, surprise, surprise, feeding the beast there is leading to greater expenditures, which means that they have to up the prices, basically, but then they also have to make money through other means like advertising, which they say they're going to start with a lower advertising load at the beginning, and they're just going to build it up over time. And they're also going to be careful about who they're serving things to, making sure they're appropriate to the audience, and also taking into account the age of the audience and the relevant cases as well. So there's that too. And the only other Star Wars thing that got mentioned in the call was just a quick name check of the Andor series that's coming in Q4, as Disney refers to it. But that's it. When they talked about parks and experience and whatnot, there was no particular mention of the Galactic Star Cruiser experience. There was no particular mention of any Star Wars things related to cruise ships or anything like that. Not that they necessarily have to. It's just like, oh, isn't that interesting? I guess it's not necessarily newsworthy stuff right now for them. There was a reminder about the fact that next month, so it's less than a month from now, actually, there's going to be a Disney Plus Day. Last year, I believe it was in November, but this year it's going to be in September, on September 8th, a Thursday. And according to the tweet that was put out by the official Star Wars account, they're saying, prepare for a day filled with epic events, premieres, surprises, and so much more. Now, that could be part of the synergy machine, as Bob Chapek referred to their whole enterprise, that they put that on there. But I'd like to think that it means that we're going to get something that's new from Star Wars. And so I'd like to put out to the universe a Disney Gallery episode for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, at the very least. That would be wonderful. Or at least an episode, like they did for Boba Fett in season 2 of The Mandalorian. And so, circling back to the one last thing about the release calendar situation, still no update on the movie situation. So we don't know what is going to happen with that 2023 date right now. And yeah, the suspense is killing me personally. So yeah, hopefully we'll hear something about that in the near future. But yeah, that's what's going on. So right there, that's your wrap-up of the Disney Q3 Fiscal Year 22 Earnings Results webcast, so you don't have to listen to it yourself. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.